Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson. It's Hump Day with Swanee and friends. We're back for maths, science for another week. Round two of the AFL Premiership season. And of course, joined by the experts, Ralph Horowitz and Dane Swan. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, no, thanks for having me.
I've got the head wobble from last one. I won that one, Dane, 8 out of 10. Because yeah, you get 2 points, no, you're your best bet.
Very good, very good.
What I was broke Dane's even.
Got a $3 winner in there.
Dane, we've discussed at length the Eagles and the Dockers and the Dons and on the other podcasts.
We should just cut WA off and fuck it off, push it into the ocean.
Oh, well, it's been wanting to do that since pre-COVID, and COVID just solidified that for it. So see you later, I guess. What do you think?
What do I think about Freo on West Coast?
Well, what do you think about the round as a whole?
Well, Ralph fucked me and Heath in the podcast last week, my $40 multi, which you can find on Dabble, my $40 multi. I don't know who looked worse, West Coast or Freo. Genuinely don't know. If you only listen to this one for advice on gambling, West Coast senior players are just mailing it in now. They don't give a fuck. They've got their flag. They don't care. Mm. They don't put any effort in. And Freo, I think they tried. They don't have an A grader. Oh, that Brayshaw, he's all right, but he's obviously a good player, but they look fucking woeful. Doesn't matter. How do you reckon Geelong, Collingwood, Melbourne all would have went against them? Can you tell me about the weather? What was the weather like at Etihad? Because some of the kids, it must have been pissing down rain. It must have been horrible wind. It must have been a shit day for footy to play inside a dome, the way they were using the ball. Let me tell you.
Terrible.
They're falling. And that five needs to go to half back because he can't kick. And number 35 won't be in the side this week.
Sam, because we're talking business now. Mm. As an overview this week, the only thing dumber than using no data is to use 1 week of sample size. Correct. That's not my little warning.
Not this black duck, not him.
well, we'll get to them when we get to them because they both had away games and both have home games this week. So we'll see if that home ground advantage comes into play at all. But Ralph, what was Dane's score for round one?
Well, Dane technically got 4 out of 10, but as he said, he's a multi for the GWS, or his pick for GWS was GWS to win into the over. Yep. So that wasn't a $1.90 pick, that was a $3 pick. So he's giving himself 5 out of 10, and that's fair enough.
So I broke you. So if you're betting $10 on it, you're basically even. Yes. Is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, that's one way to look at it. But
Ralph's in front. Good on him.
Ralph's flying. So well
fuck
done
me
to
with
you.
Freo. I didn't even pick it.
Well, let's get into it. We start the week with a Thursday night match where Carlton are hosting the Geelong Cats at the MCG for a 7:20 p.m. bounce. Carlton are paying $2.45. Geelong are $1.53. The line is plus 11.5 to Carlton. And the over-unders for this one is 167.5. Would anyone like a weather check before we get going?
Yeah, why not?
It is going to be 24 and sunny with a saying 60% chance of rain, but it looks clear in the evening. So
we ignore the weather this year, 2023. Weather doesn't happen.
All right, who's up first, Samantha?
Dane, please.
Dane, okay, that's me. Ralph, have you got a stat there for how many teams have drawn, have gone zero wins, one loss and one draw in the first two rounds to make the finals?
You know what? I actually looked up. Richmond's never won a premiership when they've drawn the first round of the year. I looked this up. So
okay. Can this be the first year?
Yeah, I haven't checked Carlton, though.
Carlton, I don't want to lose this, but unfortunately, I know Geelong's slow starters, but mainly I'm very big on the one-game sample size. You couldn't pick Carlton in a fit the way they played on the weekend. They might be peaking for the back half of the year, but the way they fumbled, like slow they were, the turnovers, and I called it. That's why I went the other. I said there'll be turnovers, but that's why there might be easy scores against. But the turnovers were going inside 50, not coming outside 50. So that's what fucked me. Mm. So I was half right there. So give me another half a point for me, bet. but I think Carlton will put up a show there. I also, on Monday, on Twitter, I do my rolling top eight. So I've still got just my rolling top eight. I've still got Geelong and Carlton in it. But I think the Cats will be too good. Everyone was saying they fucking won't lose a game this year. They're the best of all side, and everyone's jumped off them. Give me the Cats 1-39. I think Carlton are good enough to put up a fight. Cats 1-39 for me.
That was sort of your safety mechanism last year, wasn't it, Dane? The 1-39.
Yeah, well, I'm back on it. Don't you worry. I've got a few here this week.
Ralph, your thoughts?
Best bet of the round. Carlton really? 11.5 start.
Oh, so what I'm just gonna. Well, I guess you can't get beat by 10.
So what can we take from round one? What should we ignore from round one? I would say, wouldn't you, Dane, that there's an argument to say that Geelong aren't fully fit and that matches up with them not being trained to win round one or two.
Like we said before, but I would say Collingwood ran them off their legs. Like that was a frenetic pace that game.
Yes.
And Geelong beat everyone out probably by Collingwood. Maybe Port the way they played, but Carlton game looked horrible. Like it was a hard game to watch, so slow. Now, Geelong would be 10 goals up at three-quarter time if the way they played against Carlton on the weekend. So
my horse racing brain says, wouldn't that game take more out of Geelong on a six-day backup than a shutdown game would take out of Carlton on a seven-day backup?
Well, some would say, Ralph.
So that's the way I'm approaching it. Stewart being out would not help.
No.
And isn't there a chance that Cameron will be out? I haven't read the papers.
Well, that'll hurt. If Cameron's out, that'll hurt.
So I'm happy anyway, but I'm saying, you know, I'm not going to be disappointed if then Cameron goes out. So I think Carlton will really look at the way they went about it. They're more fixable than Geelong because Geelong aren't fixable. They're just targeted towards September.
Here's a caveat. If Hawkins, yes, Cameron and De Koning aren't playing, I'm going Carlton.
All right.
Wow. Well, disclaimer.
If Wayne Johnson, David Rees, no, it's all right. Yeah, go on. Carlton, best bet for 9.5 of the round.
Roger that. Thank you. Well, we're going to move on to Friday night footy, and it's your mob, Ralph. Heading up to Queensland, 7:55 PM bounce at the Gabba, where the Brisbane Lions are hosting Melbourne. Brisbane are paying $2, Melbourne $1.85. The line is +1.5 to Brisbane, and the over-unders is 170.5.
Always ask yourself, what would the odds have been? And I suppose they were put up, I didn't even look though, but prior to round one, this would have been Brisbane $1.90 favourite. Dane, $1.80, $1.90?
A bit shorter, probably.
So it's been a massive swing on 1 week. But, wowzers, the Ds were as awesome as I'd hoped they would be, and they've now got four genuine gilt-edged premiership-winning stars back in. So, and Brisbane were horrendous. They were horrendous from the second half. I caught that up on catch-up, Dane, because I was watching races.
I left at half-time at the dinner before I went to the function. I thought, here we go. I took Brisbane, said it's fucking done. Then I looked up at the screen and I was about 60 points down. I was like, what the fuck's happening?
So you can get blown away from home and rebound back home. It's nagging at me. I'd be delighted if Melbourne bends them over. And in that case, I'll take 170.5 as an over, because I think the only chance Brisbane's got of beating Melbourne on talent is on a high scoring game. And Melbourne, I don't want to be betting against them. So 170.5 will be my pick.
Yeah, I'll be over.
Over, absolutely.
So I would have taken the under. I think Melbourne will shut the game down. But I, for all the reasons you said, Melbourne have got four reasonably good players in. I think they're flying. I think they won 12 or 13 in a row last year, start of the year.
10.
I can't see why that won't happen again. Brisbane will come out and give something, but I think eventually Melbourne will be too good. So give me Melbourne 1-39 again.
Oh, he's one wood.
Guess what next game's coming up next? Like the greatest moneymaker for 1-39 of all time.
Well, we'll get into it. Saturday, the 25th of March, 1:45 PM bounce at the MCG. Collingwood are hosting Port Adelaide. Collingwood are paying $1.54, Port are $2.50. The line is -10.5 to Collingwood, and the over-under, Dane, is 170.5. Talk to us.
Port look great. Pies look impressive. I'm not sure the Pies are getting rolled at home in the MCG, their first Saturday game. I don't know why I said that, but I think the Pies are going to be too good. Port obviously looked very impressive, but they won't be enough to handle the Pies. So give me Pies 1-39.
You're 1-39. I'm Port 10.5 start. Just on a value perspective, I think they're starting the year really well now. They believe in themselves, which they needed to kick the year off. And can't help thinking that is a huge overreaction to Geelong being very tired late, which is not to knock Collingwood per se. I'm just talking about only on this mark. So 10.5
Tired late because Collingwood ran them off their legs, but that's neither here nor there.
No, I'm saying Port will be as fit and fitter than Geelong. So that's enough to... we might both be right, Dane, if Collingwood...
We might, exactly. 10. Yeah.
Well, there you go. We are now heading over to Adelaide, where the Adelaide Crows are hosting Richmond at Adelaide Oval for a 4:35 PM bounce. Adelaide is $2.35. Richmond, $1.60. The line is +8.5 to Adelaide. And the over-unders in this one, Ralph, is 173.5.
I watched closely the Adelaide GWS game. Adelaide are playing for each other. They have a not a great list yet, young list, but they've got no injuries. That's always dangerous, and at home that's dangerous. The one caveat that's doing my head in, if I was watching this game and it was in 21-degree weather last week, Adelaide would be specials at 8.5. But at 35 degrees, it obviously smashed the hell out of them, Dane. What's that?
Weakest piece. They obviously didn't work out enough in pre-season.
Well, GWS were good at sticking at their task. But anyway, I think at 8.5, I'm just completely unconvinced about Richmond this year and think that they're way under the odds. So I will take Adelaide at 8.5 start.
Dane.
Thank you. Well, basically the same. See, you contradicted yourself, Ralph, because basically what you said for Carlton Geelong, that how do you reckon that Adelaide boys are probably more tired than the Carlton and the Geelong boys? Everyone, eight people cramping.
So younger list though.
Okay, well, so that reason I reckon they're fucked. Tigers, mate, everyone's expected. Hopper has to be better because he was horrendous on the weekend.
Getting retired.
He might get dropped. Adelaide, well, they give up a good five for what, a half or whatever it was.
Yep.
But I think GWS aren't as good as Richmond. Richmond is still in my bottom half of the eight, but they're falling very quickly. Now I think they won a premiership what, 3 years ago?
2020.
Yep. So I'm still holding on to that form. So I think they can. I think they can take. Well, what's the over? What's the total? Give me the over.
You sure?
Yep, I'm sure.
What's the over? 170?
73.5.
Okay, over.
Right. I nearly went the Tigers, but I'm
going to
take the over.
Do whatever you're comfortable with, Dane.
That's right.
That's what I'm comfortable
irresponsible.
With. Thank you.
Very responsible. All right, well, let's move on to the next game. It is Saturday night footy over at Marvel Stadium under a roof, 7:25 p.m. bounce. My mob, the Western Bulldogs, are hosting St Kilda. And the odds...
Are you there, Sam?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Woohoo! Give Sam a shout.
$1.47 to the Doggies, $2.70 to St Kilda. The line is minus 12.5 to the Western Bulldogs. And the over-unders for this one is 162.5, Ralph.
Me again? Okay.
Okay.
Right. There were two games I got wrong last week. One was St Kilda Fremantle. Dane might have mentioned it. But I actually I didn't pick Fremantle. I picked the over, thinking that Ross Lyon would come back with sort of some free-flowing footy. Dane, the most important thing in punting, like in life.
It's like they say, Ralph, everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face. Gets in that box and just goes, oh, right, everyone reverts back to what you know, the years of training.
So I got that wrong. So one of the most important things in life is when the information changes, change your conclusion.
Yep.
So the information changed. St Kilda are playing in a phone box this week, this year. And the Western Bulldogs, I still think they're dangerous this year. And watching them against the D's, they looked like they were 6 to 8 weeks away from knowing what the fuck to do up forward with all their bigs. So with that in mind, the one weakness St Kilda v Bulldogs, and St Kilda have still got bad injuries, would be if the Bulldogs get on a roll and all their tools kick lots of goals. So what do you think Ross Lyon's entire plan is this week? So 162.5 under, and if the under goes over the under and I lose, so be it. But that has to be the starting point that Ross is going to play shutdown football. 162.5 under.
Right.
Yeah, it's a small number, but
it is. For that reason.
Yes. Mate, I like the Dogs here. It's plain and simple, you know, just you don't overthink it. You don't want, what'd you say? You don't want to carry on about a one game sample, Ralph?
Yep.
We all said the Saints wouldn't win a game this year and the Dogs were going to be flying. They ran into a buzzsaw in Melbourne who are probably going to be the best two or three sides all year, you would think. I think the Dogs win this easy, kicking away.
Up the pups.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
We'll move on to the next game, and I'm really keen to hear Dane's thoughts on this matchup, which is why I got him to go first. Fremantle are hosting...
Just give me the other side.
It's North Melbourne, Dane.
I'm a man of integrity.
This is
true. I cannot take Fremantle. I'm a man of integrity.
But
I didn't watch much of Hawthorn, but they genuinely look like the worst side in the league. They were fucking deplorable.
Sam, give the numbers first, please.
7:30 p.m. bounce at Optus Stadium over in Perth. Fremantle are $1.17. North Melbourne are $5.10. The line is minus 29.5 to Frio. And the over-unders is 157.5, Dane.
North could be minus 29.5 and I'd still take them. Mate, I'd lose all my integrity if I come out here and back Frio this weekend. And it's not happening. Now, this might be a sob where I just back against them every week till I get it right. Like, I'm thinking about going down that path.
Even though they're playing North, who you've been quoted that they are.
Where they go? At least North looked like they had some energy and some spirit. Freo were just like pathetic. They were. They were disgusting. And they don't. If someone here can tell me who's going to kick 50 goals for them, I'd like to know. Genuinely, I'd like to know. This is a serious question. Do they have any key forwards out?
Key forwards out?
Yeah. Do they have any injuries? Like any good forwards?
I had the injury up before. I'll look it up. So go on.
You couldn't in your right mind pick Freo to win by more than 5 goals. They won't kick 5. If they kick 7 goals, North have got to kick 2. And they're home. So give me North at whatever line that is.
Early prognosis, no. So that's the other thing. They've virtually got no injuries. Collier 5 weeks and Conrad Williams 1-2.
That's embarrassing. They should be ashamed of themselves.
They probably are, Dane. Okay? They
fucking should be. Their ball use was horrible. Their kick inside 50 was aghast.
So there's double pain for you because you just underrated what else the Clarkson would do at North.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I agree, North were good. They had some spirit. They're enthusiastic. Well, they're not the most talented. They'll probably get hammered a lot this year, but you know, I've changed my wooden spoon. They're off the bottom, so you know they're gonna improve there. They'll beat North. They'll beat Hawthorn. Might win a couple more.
I saw on the couch, Clarkson has got them playing the boundary line tight. So what does that say? This will be his mindset this week against Fremantle, and also that the North players will have had a good shot of belief. It doesn't matter how great someone used to be as a coach. You want to see a group will want to see that it works for themselves. And that tells me there'll be shutdown city again, a bit like the Ross Lyon phone booth. He will not want to be blown away. So I'm not going with the ruse at the line, but 157.5 is a low under, and I still don't think it'll be cleared. So I'm going the under, 157.5.
Yes.
Roger that. Thank you for your input, everybody.
There's a Roger.
There's a Roger.
There it is. Roger. All right, we're heading up to Sydney, where the Sydney Swans are hosting Hawthorn at the SCG for a 1:10 p.m. bounce. Sydney are paying $1.08, Hawthorn $8. The line is -39.5 to Sydney, and the over-unders for this one, Ralph, is 164.5.
So Buddy's out.
Yeah.
Hawthorn are no good. And the weather's bringing down the line, but I think it might clear a bit, and we're not worrying about weather except if it's completely torrential, which it won't be. No. So 164.5 is my over. I think Sydney with multiple goal-kicking attacks, I think it's actually going to help them on this week without Buddy because they'll share the – spread the load, and Hawthorn ain't got a load to defend. So could be 39.5, maybe to clear. Maybe it might be 100 points, but just go with the safety. I'll go 164.5 as the over.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better. If what did Essendon kick on him? 150 or something?
Oh, something ridiculous. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. If Essendon could kick 124 on you, I reckon the Swans could do that in a small ground. So exactly for everything that Ralph just said. Even though Sam Mitchell might try and tighten the game up. Or he might go, fuck, we're going to hammer it. Or he just goes, you know what, we're going to get hammered every week. Let's just let the kids play. And if they get smacked, they get smacked.
It seems that's his mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, we're just going to get hammered. It's going to be a tough year, but we're going to, instead of like, you know, when the Pies, when Bucks was coaching to save his job, he tightened everything up and tried not to lose.
Yeah.
Like Mitchell probably knows he's got some security in the strength. Yeah. Fuck it. We're just going to let the boys, let them develop. They might get hammered, but let them develop. So, yeah, give me the over.
Roger that. The over is yours. There's another Roger.
Another Roger. Yeah.
Roger. Ah.
Sunday afternoon football, 3:20 p.m. under the roof at Marvel Stadium. Essendon are hosting the Gold Coast Suns. The dawn of the Dons was the headline. Will it happen again? The Dons are 153, Gold Coast $2.52. The line is -10.5 to Essendon, and the over-unders for this one, Dane, is 171.5.
I'm going to take – I like the Gold Coast here outright, but
– interesting.
This is – give me the over.
The over.
Give me the
– what's the over again, the number?
The over is 171.5.
I like the Gold Coast, but I might just take the over. Essendon seem to be playing a bit freer. Hold on. Mind you, it must be a tricky ground to score on because Freo St Kilda couldn't do it. So maybe there is something afoot at that ground. But I do like the Gold Coast. I was picking a side, but I'm going to take the over because if I'm going into a game of the last leg of my multi, and at least I can root for the over because it can always happen.
Did I warn you about the stat last week, Dade?
Well, because it can always happen. Because if I take the Gold Coast and Essendon up by 8 goals or 3/4 time, game's over, I've got nothing to root for. If the game is on the over, they can still kick 15 goals in the last quarter. It might not happen, but at least I can sit there and hope for it.
That so is profound.
This is a system play.
Wow.
How's the Gold Coast stats in round 1, 2023, please?
No, they didn't do much. They played it up. They kicked 61. Hawthorn, Essendon kicked 124. That's 185 points together.
People are saying the Gold Coast normally start well.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't start well in 2023. You've got to just look at each individual.
Oh, I took the Gold Coast too, so I fucked that up.
Yep. So what's nagging at me is exactly what you touched on there, Dane. What would the odds have been last week? I haven't got it. I should know. But it probably would have been just about Pickham, Gold Coast and Essendon. And now there's this huge overreaction because Essendon bent over Hawthorn that are no good. Yeah. And that Gold Coast played badly, but against Sydney, who are bloody good. So that's just nagging at me. So in the end, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. If the Bomber fans get behind them and they get on a roll, well, maybe they'll crush the Gold Coast. Or maybe the Gold Coast, with still a very small injury base, will take it right up to Essendon. And it's a type of math science, like I said, sample size of one round that the bookies love because people go, beauty, Essendon, two's on. Do you want to take Essendon, two's on, when you could get Animo a dollar 90 last week? So, I'll take the over.
Roger that. Oh, now I'm just throwing out Rogers left, right and centre.
Yes.
Right. The final game of the round is heading back over west, where the West Coast Eagles are playing GWS Giants. 6:20 p.m. bounce at Optus Stadium. It's supposed to be a complete downpour the night before. Whether that affects your decision, Ralph or Dane, please let us know. West Coast are $2.05, GWS $1.80. The line is +2.5 to West Coast, and the over-unders is 165.5, Ralph.
The under. GWS. You can't back West Coast. And I know, so all other rounds I've gone, let's not go on one sample size. This is a team that is just not playing for each other. And all their coach or anything like that, GWS is the one nagging doubt, as I mentioned with Adelaide, that heat, how they're going to cope with recovering from that. But I'll just back a side that wants to play for each other compared to one that doesn't. So GWS at the 2.5, hopefully they embarrass West Coast and show what a smug unit that they are, but they're a failed empire now.
I don't disagree with anything you said. I would have taken GWS, but I like what I sound with the Orange Tsunami. So I'm going to take the over just to finish off. Do I take GWS into the over? Just get a little bit of value for everyone on a cold old Sunday.
It's going to be 27 in Perth, not cold.
The
West Coast have to show something.
At home.
They haven't showed any for 2 years, but this is the time. The Orange Tsunami was back. They've only played against Adelaide, but they're all cramping. But they moved the ball a lot quicker than they did last year. So big open deck up there. I think they can kick over this.
Roger that.
Oh my goodness, Samantha.
Goodness me. Yes. If you got a dollar for every Roger I gave you.
Roger, before we get our best, shall I do my racing?
Please.
Yes.
All right. So I'm just putting out, I won't be doing full write-ups of each horse for Friday night at Mooney Valley, but if you want that, each race markets and everything, anyway, racetrackralphie.com.au for Mooney Valley brief. There'll be a voucher back and Flemington fully for Australian Cup. The Friday night Bella Nepotina each way in the William Reid came off that very fast Newmarket run where it was unplaced and everyone's overreacted to that. It pissed in a Group 1 last spring Moonee Valley 1200. I think she's going to rebound hard. It's about $8. Non-conformist on Saturday in the Australian Cup. Very, very, very keen on this horse each way. I think it's $6. The horses on the back up from this All-Star Mile, I think, can be flat. This horse has been set for one race, and it's this. Gold Trip, ditto up at Sydney in the Tancred, it's called. And there's a horse in a race called... It's a 2000 race. It's escaped my mind. The 2000 race for three-year-olds called Stroke of Luck. It's going to run really well. Here's a little bit of math science. Next week, they're going to back it up in the Derby. I think it's about $26 if you shop around. Have a little leechy now on it for the Derby. I wouldn't be surprised if it wins on Saturday, but it's definitely what John O'Shea is doing there. So hopefully we can do a little Lindemann here with something at big odds to barrack for. So Stroke of Luck in the Derby the week after, but be on it this week before they go around. So anyway, like I said, my full info, racetrackralphie.com.au, but hopefully I can help there for those who just want a couple of each way bets.
Thank you, mate. All right, well, let's move into our best bets of the round. Dane?
Well, you'll find mine over at dabble.com. No, just Dabble, the app, I guess. It's probably not a website you need to go to. It'll be on there probably. Well, it's not the Thursday game. Probably by Friday it'll be there.
Who's your worst bet that you can put on here?
Yeah, please.
The worst bet?
The one to definitely stay away from.
Anyway.
Probably the North Fair game, if we're being honest. But I'm a man of integrity. So I'll have to take him.
Exactly. So you put your best bet and your multi on Dabble there, and then we'll put it on the website, on our scoreboard on Sunday night as well.
Yep. And Ralph, your best bet and multi.
Best bet Carlton, multi Carlton, GWS, and Western Bulldogs v St Kilda as the under. So low scoring game, Western Bulldogs and Kilda. Carlton into GWS into that game, and Carlton is the best bet.
Thank you very much for your insights again for round two of Math Science and the AFL Premiership season. Don't forget, if you are having a flutter over the weekend, please do so responsibly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.